What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. What? Just Talk With Sam podcast. We have a good podcast for you guys today. We take it back to the den, and I get a chance to sit down. We're doing a lot of stuff with breast cancer awareness month, and it wouldn't be right if we didn't talk to the first lady of the show herself. So it's just me and my wife, Natasha, EP of the show, talking about a multitude of different topics. Why did I pause when I say EP? Mainly because I'm trying to wonder what that means. But either way, we get into all of that. We get into all the Sam Show Nation deliciousness that is this podcast. So yeah, we're just going to get into it. But first, as always, we got to pay some bills. I want to say thanks to all the guys who have went to SamShowNation.com and hit that donate button. We're doing a lot of stuff for Breast Cancer Awareness Month this year, and any donation that's given to us throughout the month of October will be given to Stand Up to Cancer. So you guys are saving some people, you guys are saving some lives whenever you donate to SamShowNation.com, which is interesting because I never thought I'd be saving anyone's life. Now I'm saving the lives of thousands, if not millions. Look at me pat myself on the back unnecessarily. All right, but either way, please donate to SamShowNation.com. Any donation given throughout the month of October will be given to Stand Up to Cancer. Also, you can always go to SamShowNation.com, show your love for the show, go into the store, buying any type of t-shirts, any of your Sam Show Nation swag, t-shirts, stickers, archived episodes, what have you. By doing that is a way for you guys to show your love to SamShowNation.com and get other people to do it too. You can always go to any of our social media platforms, preferably, you know what, just go to Facebook right now, hit the like button, and just like the show. It's that simple. Go to Facebook/JustTalkWithSam, hit like, go on in your very day. Or my iTunes people, you can also get the free iTunes app from the store. By doing that, you can subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast via iTunes. If you're not an Apple person, we have other forms of media you can hear. We're on the TuneIn app. That's Stitcher app and a bunch of stuff. You can just Google Just Talk With Sam. Regardless of whatever your phone or device you are listening to us are, you should be able to listen to us. So, all that hype you can get from SamShowNation.com. We have a few sponsors this week. The first one are the good folks at Mrs. Fields Cookies. Yes! You can go to SamShowNation.com under the current promotions link. Go to Mrs. Fields Cookie because they have spooky and sweet holiday seasons. If you're into Halloween, if you're not into Halloween, you can give some cool trick-or-treats by making someone's Halloween sweet and totally awesome by getting their Halloween cookie and brownie package. I want one right now, mainly because it's cookie and brownies. They're awesome. Whatever types of cookies, you can get this big platter of cookies starting at about $20. But if you go to SamShowNation.com, they have a lot of different deals for you. You could buy more, you could save more. By going to SamShowNation.com, any offer you get, you save $10 off any $50 purchase, $20 off any $70 purchase, or $30 off any $100 package. So, depending on what you're buying, by using the offer code 14TGJ. 14, T as in Terrence, G as in Ghost, J as in Jeremy. Alright, so go to MrsFields.com via SamShowNation.com. Second sponsor this week are the good folks at PetSmart, who also like celebrating Halloween. And by going to SamShowNation.com for any of your pets, dog, cat, fish, reptile, whatever you got, you can save up to 25% by inspiring excitement for any of your pet essentials that you can buy online, pick up at the store, or you could just have it shipped to your house. You can also, on top of that, they like stacking their stuff. On top of the 25% you're saving, by shopping online at SamShowNation.com, you save $10 on any order over $60 or $15 on any order over $75. Good throughout the rest of this week. And as always, you buy anything over $49 and you go to SamShowNation.com, free shipping. So that should hook up your whatever pet you got, your dog, cat, whatever, whatever food or whatever things you may want to give your pet for this, you know, you call it holiday season. So, go to PetSmart.com, be a SamShowNation.com. And last, and certainly not least, you can always go to the good folks at Amazon.com. Amazon got your back. You go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon banner, and you can buy whatever it is that you want from Amazon. Whether it's the new Kindle, whether it's, you know, you want to try out Prime. I don't know if what you can do, but Veterans Day is November 11th. If you want to get Band of Brothers or any type of thing to celebrate your veteran, you can do it by going to Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. So you can go and do that, or you can get a jump on your Christmas shopping. That's what I've been doing. And I always go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, and go ahead doing it that way. So that's it. That's what we got this week. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon banner, shop as you normally would. That's a good way to help out this podcast, and it's a good way to get what you want. It's not going to cost you more money. It actually may save you a little bit. So that's all I got this week. As far as advertisements, what I'm going to do, I'm going to reset these mics, and then the next sounds you will hear is me, First Lady Tasha, talking about, you know, pretty much everything. All right, see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk with Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
You on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this up.
Another podcast. Not gonna lie to you. Sometimes when we have guests, sometimes schedules don't line up. I'm not mad, but sometimes we bring in an old reliable. And since this is the month of October, we're having people in, you know, having some of the good lady ma'ams come in and with their lady ma'am goody parts that need to be checked out. Please save me at this point. I just talk myself into a loop. I just talk myself into a loop. Tasha, there you go.
Hey everybody, how you doing out there? We are exes.
Did you wait for an answer back? It's like, hey, how everyone doing?
Mm-mm.
Oh yeah, like you just realized that you.
I am like mid chewing grape. I wasn't like ready for you to point to, like, you know, say, hey, what's up. I wasn't ready, so I had a grape in my mouth. So, sorry, y'all. Hello, everyone.
The ready was, yeah, we're recording.
Hey, I had a grape in my mouth.
All right, continue. You know what, we had a few, several ladies on. We got to do this, like a our PSA is, not R as in R PSA, but just our PSA.
Okay.
Public service announcement of, you know, breast cancer awareness and stuff like that. Not one of us wearing pink.
I actually am wearing pink. I have pink
that's
pants.
Purple.
My pants are pink.
This cup is red. Either way.
I have on pink jogging pants.
We care about... That's not pink. That's,
they are pink. I have a purple pair just like
whatever,
them.
Whatever. This is audio medium.
Magenta.
No one can tell.
Does that make you feel better?
Not really. our whole point is, ladies, prevention is the key.
Check them titties.
Actually, if you listen to the last podcast, Sadie from Hip in Detroit, hipindetroit.com, what's up, ladies, offered to check some ladies out. You know, she reaching in. I don't want to say she, well, she did offer.
Yeah, she offered to physically grab boobs.
Well,
and squeeze them.
Yeah, but it was more, of an assist from Christy. Either way, Sadie will check your boobs out. Her words, not mine. Either way, speaking
Sam
of,
I'm checking boobs out too.
Hell.
He checks mine all the time.
It's not really a breast cancer awareness check.
What kind of check is that?
Eh. Is this like beast mode? Is this like, I am. Okay, if my checking for lumps, I would be written for malpractice. Like, because there's an ulterior motive behind them.
Yeah, because you're kind of being pervy with it.
Yeah. Which yeah, not a, and not in a.
Not creepy perv.
I like creepy perv. Creepy perv is fine.
You get lost in the sauce sometimes.
Creepy perv is funny. Creepy perv is funny.
If I say, hey, Sam, look at my tata, look at it. Then it'll go from, it won't even go medically looking at that point.
It's not medical. Like, it is medical, but it's like the biggest medical excuse. I'm going to shut up at this point.
Go ahead.
There is a better, like, because I know there's like a legit doctor who happens to be male. Mm-hmm. That's his job. Mm-hmm. And
I'm thinking about getting a male OBGYN.
But that's kind of like, that's his job. But there's an element. I don't want to give him that scarlet letter of creep.
Okay.
Because, you see what I'm saying? If I even go forth with my statement, there's like a, no, there's my, I don't want to answer that
but,
to you.
But, okay, when we had our son, and the male doctor came in there to check me, how did you feel about that?
Didn't feel anything. I was pretty drunk. I was pretty
but
drunk.
How? Okay, had you not been drunk, what do you think your reaction would have been?
Almost like, hey, be careful down there. What the fuck y'all say to him? He's a doctor. Just like
you didn't have that, like.
Like, no. Like, even though I was, like, half
and
in the bag.
Like, the third male doctor came in there, and they
I'm
were
not gonna lie to you.
Minotti bit.
Even though I was half in the bag, I still had enough, like, clear-headedness just to be like, hey, man, this is the time to shut the fuck up. Because they could do something. Oh, you don't like the way I work? Killed your wife. I'm sorry. Do you have enough money to sue me? Go fuck yourself. I'm out. Hands up. Hands down. I don't know why I just turned into a Jay-Z song.
I don't know why I just turned it up.
It's early in the morning. That's why you don't podcast. It's early in the morning.
This is kind of an awkward podcast. Our podcast.
I know. It's weird.
It's
like,
it's
light outside.
It's not like the, like, going on like dawn, dusk, or whatever you want to call
it. It's like 10 in the morning.
Yeah, super ridiculously early.
This is
podcast.
Like a lot of the podcasts we do are.
Hence me eating grapes. So excuse me.
I'm not drinking. Grapes. Like I have coffee.
Yes, coffee. I have water.
But it's like not like that late, I feel good coffee. It's that early morning stopping the double vision coffee. So yeah, I don't know why I just came into a Jay-Z song. It just did.
Okay.
I don't pop Molly. I'm a Tom Ford.
Check. Do your monthly breast exams in the shower, under the water, preferably, or when you're laying down. But
are
in
you
the shower,
Googling
preferably.
This?
No, I just noticed. I say, what is my on paper profession?
Nagger.
All right.
Podcast executive producer.
No, my actual,
which we're still trying to find out what the hell it is you do.
My actual on paper profession, the thing I went to school for. I went to school for a couple things.
Math? Yeah, no, it's like just
I am a medical assistant, so, and I'll soon be a nurse, but right now I'm a medical assistant. And I know this stuff because we went over in school. I'm a woman. Yeah, so check your breasts in the shower.
That was a qualification? Well, I know this because I have years of practice. I went to school for this. I have a vagina. And
I think that's a good one.
You can't just work that. That's not like...
So if you was trying to convince dudes to get their check their balls, make sure they have a lump down there.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to... I don't think that would come up. At least in the first five.
Like, I think I check your stuff more than you check it.
No, you don't.
I do.
That's physically impossible.
I'm talking about medically check your stuff. I think I medically check your stuff more than you do.
The dams. Dr. Audrey himself.
You see her once a year. You see me every day.
No, twice a year. Twice a year.
You haven't seen her since last year.
I know. I need to go back. But she wrote in my chart indestructible.
She did not write that in your chart.
Yes, she did. In my medical chart, it says indestructible. Sam McClain, indestructible. So I'm fine. Damn, Dr. Audrey himself.
In a nutshell, everybody get yourself. Get to go to a doctor's appointment.
And she has the greatest, what's it called? Job security ever.
And she just had a baby. So.
And she got small hands. She gonna be my doctor forever.
So she was out for a while.
Yeah, that's thus me not going.
Yes.
I gotta be honest. Like, I've been married to a pregnant woman. That is the person I do not want as my doctor. Because if I catch on one of those bad days, yeah, you're 10 years early, but grab some table, motherfucker. See how you take it. Yeah.
You really? That's what you think?
I think that's exactly what happened. I think it's the worst.
Do you think all pregnant women are crazy, though?
Yes.
Like, why? I wasn't crazy when I was pregnant.
It was a goddamn lie.
What was the craziest thing I did when I was pregnant?
You accused me of... Now, this is... I need y'all to go metal with me. You accused me because you had a dream that you were on the bus with a very attractive woman. And had I infiltrated your dream and been on the bus with you, I would have immediately whipped my dick out on bus and proceeded to have sex with her.
I don't remember this.
That is so meta. It's like, okay, it's so many ifs in that statement to get that straight. So I would need the cast of fucking Inception to pull this off. Then have enough in me.
I don't remember me saying any of this stuff.
To guess the right woman. Because I would imagine it would be more women on that bus.
I don't remember this.
And I am not going to name this show Bus Bitch. I realize I got to do something. Like, somebody caught me on Twitter.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people catch you doing a lot of stuff.
Not caught me. I didn't do anything bad. But I want to give my man props. Hold on, let me look him up.
So while he's looking them up, I'm basically saying, everybody, check yourself out. Go to the doctor. Try to get you some healthiness going on. Get you some fruits and vegetables in your system. Get your flu shot. I wish they had an Ebola vaccine, but they ain't got one of them yet.
All right, first of all, before we jump on Ebola.
So, in a nutshell, get your chef check out, ladies. Get your boobs checked. Check the vaginas. Check everything.
My man called me on Twitter, Veta Gilbo, and Bo is spelled B-E-A-U-X. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah, he called me, one thing he found out is like, I still do, I like putting Easter eggs in the podcast themselves, like, there's always hidden stuff whenever I do ads and stuff like that, and Veta on Twitter was like, hey, all the background music for all this year and last year of Breast Cancer Awareness Month have been songs of girls' names. Yes, that is true. There's always songs of girls' names. Now, I didn't go deep all songs that were died of cancer or nothing like that. No, it's just girls' names. So all the songs that you hear in the back when I'm reading promotions or whoever our advertiser is that day, yes, they are girls' names. I know I have derailed this whole thing with that little fun fact, but there we go. Like, we got roughly 45 minutes to kill because we don't have a guest this week. Well, technically, you are the guest. But you're not really a guest. Mm-hmm. You're here every day, but you're... All right, you know what I mean, right?
I am a guest.
You're not.
I am.
Alright, do guest shit.
This show should be called Just Talking with Sam and Tasha.
How the fuck are you the guest?
Since it's not called Just Talking with Sam and Tasha, I'm a guest.
You're like a featured player. It's like...
I'm your boo. Say I ain't.
You're not.
I'm not your boo?
Not right now.
Okay, see, not right now. Y'all, it's on tape how he treating me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm saying not right now. Because another thing, we're taping. This is 0 hour. You called me on a very good, very interesting morning, I should say. Mm-hmm. It's not really good. It's not really bad. 0 Hour is. Those who have been following this show, I am in a fantasy football league. What 0 Hour is, this is that hour before all the games start to see if I got to sub people, if I got to take out people, if I got to do all this stuff. So I'm just pretty much just kind of waiting in the wings, watching ESPN, Fox Sports, the NFL Network, what have you. So this is, if you want to ask me questions, this is normally where you can ask me questions. And hell, fuck it. You want that whole I'm not a guest moniker? Ask me a question. Fuck it, I'll be a guest this week. You know, you just breast cancer awareness
month. How about you ask me some questions? I'm the woman. How about that?
Fine. Cause here's what you don't do. Here's look. I don't give you. I am not from the future. I'm gonna tell you what's about to happen.
Go ahead.
I am not clairvoyant. I am not from the future. I just been dealing with women. This is a generalization. I got buzzed for that too from Lexa. Hi, Lex. A lot of inside jokes this podcast. This is a generalization, but let me tell you something about women. Nothing makes a woman happier than not knowing the answer to your question, but pretending they do.
I will give you an answer to every question you ask me.
Nothing makes a woman feel... what's that song? Ooh, I feel like a woman. That's with Shania Twain.
Man, I feel like a woman.
And then instead of... nothing.
What?
I got a small beef with Shania Twain.
Oh, God.
Small. Small. Very small. It's just sort of like, oh, this is that 0 Hour where I get, like, beefs with people. They will never give a fuck if I got a beef. Like, the No More commercials. Mm-hmm. Ice-T is telling me not to hit women. Wasn't he a pimp? His whole career is building on contradiction. The motherfucker who made Cop Killer has been on Law and Order for the last 20 years. Go fuck yourself.
Damn. Like,
back to Shania Twain. Here's my problem with Shania Twain.
Was she on that commercial too?
No.
Alright.
I think I wouldn't. Well, it's been so many of those No More commercials. She may be in one. It got to be about five. It got to be someone.
Was Sarah McLachlan in
one? No, that was Deborah Messing. They look alike. Deborah Messing and Sarah McLachlan, I get those confused all the time. So they have to actually say who the fuck they are. Oh, I am going to get some letters. No. It's not Sarah McLachlan I'm thinking of. It's Kate Walsh. Kate Walsh and Deborah Messing.
Okay.
Sorry, Sarah McLachlan. But anyway, while I got beef with Shania Twain, this is not all women. It's just, I don't know if it's timing. It's just, remember she what was that song? That don't impress me much. Like, you uppity bitch. Like, if you listen to that song and you just dissect the lyrics, it's just, so what if you got a car? That don't impress me much.
Okay.
And then, then it goes into, I don't care if you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. Just hold the fuck on.
Okay, I understand what she is saying.
That don't impress me much.
She said, come with more than just what you got. Show me you.
Whoa! I just met you. Why do I have to bring more?
Because some guys come into a relationship trying to impress you. Oh, baby, I got a house here. I got this car. I do this. I do that.
I just met you.
But some guys
don't have to impress you. Hold on. But here go the thing. Here go the thing, though. That don't impress.
You feel the need to impress me with her?
No.
But you tried to.
I felt a slight, hey, just be the best representation of who you are.
Exactly.
And that's what every guy... I'm not trying to impress you.
No.
It was... I consciously sat down and thought about, hey, I don't want to give off too much, but I don't want to come with too little. So what I'm going to do, I am going to be the best version of me. Which you should do. Hey, this is the best representation of myself right now, right here. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm not trying
that
to claim
trying to impress. That
no, it isn't.
Yeah, hear me
Being
out.
The best representation. Okay.
Hear me out.
I'm the best representation. This is not the best representation of me right now.
Can I talk?
No, I'm sorry.
Hear me out. I say you did try to impress me for this reason. that you had to sit and think about, okay, I'm gonna be the best, I'm gonna be on my best behavior, whatever. However you had to psych yourself up.
See, you see what you're
Shut
doing?
Shut up.
Not knowing the answer to the question, but think you do. I couldn't make that
I'm
more clear.
You from what I seen.
Like right now,
you did try to impress me.
That's not impressive.
It wasn't. I didn't start singing that song.
Yet. Like impressing is a thing where you throw out an accolade, and you want the response like, ooh,
You did.
No, I did not.
You did.
I said hi.
You snuck a kiss out of me.
See, whoa, that's not me meeting you the first time. You said when I met you the first time, that was like a date into it. Meeting you the first time, it was Sam.
You felt compelled to give me your number.
You know what? Because I don't take shit. I said.
And you wrote me that I hadn't even known you for... I didn't even really meet you.
Within five minutes,
from the time we left church to about 9 that evening, you tried to impress me.
That wasn't an impression. That wasn't an impression.
It was a really nice.
That was not long. Because you grew up in the slums of Detroit does not make
you grow up in the same Detroit I grew up in.
A paragraph isn't long. And it was one of those cheating paragraphs where it's a sentence, another sentence, and then you move on to another topic. That's a cheating paragraph. This is two sentences.
I'm gonna see if I can log into my MySpace.
Good luck. You'd be the last motherfucker to ever do that shit.
Shut up.
You'll be the last motherfucker to ever log into MySpace ever. Justin Timberlake was like the guy for MySpace, and he didn't even log on.
Shut up.
Time ain't even there.
Was Tom the MySpace guy?
The Tom the MySpace guy. You got Tom.
Tom was a fake.
Tom was
Mark Zuckerberg. Okay.
No, Tom was your default friend.
Yeah, he was your very first friend on Facebook.
That shows how old I am. Shit. I shouldn't remember. Were you on Friendster?
No, I've never gotten on Friendster.
I've been on Friendster. That shit. But anyway, my whole point, that don't impress me much. Like, even in the song, she kind of hits. You impress me a little bit, but not a lot. That don't impress me much. I'm not playing a song. It don't impress me much. But like, okay, what's the question? I'm supposed to ask you a question. It's weird that I gotta treat you like a guest, which is, yeah, you do understand. It's not really treating you like a guest. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, it's pretty safe to say, no guest I've ever had on this show wakes up in the middle of the night and tells me to do shit.
You're supposed to wake up in the night and do stuff to me. That's how it's supposed
not
to go.
To you.
Oh, you're supposed to do stuff to
but
me.
But it's for you. Like, wakes me up in the middle of the night. Hey, I heard a noise. Go check it out. Like, the same.
Did they delete my MySpace account?
They probably deleted everyone's. No one uses it.
I can't even log in.
I had, a young Chris Brown in my top 8 once. That's how... Yes, MySpace. And I'm talking about, like, no convictions Chris Brown. Felt pretty good about that. But anyway, what's the question you want me to ask you? I want to ask you a question about asking you a question. Mm-hmm. All right, what is it?
Go ahead, ask me
a question. I just asked you a question.
No, but don't do that bull crap.
How? That's the question.
How what?
How?
How are you?
How was that not a question?
Okay,
I just asked you a question about asking me a question. Because, like...
How about you ask me some questions sometimes? How about that?
That means you're waiting on... That's the question. Like what? Because apparently you're waiting on a...
I don't know. Why you gotta be so difficult, though?
Why do you feel that way? Why do you feel I'm being difficult?
Because you are. It's like you give everybody else the interview of their life. But me, you just like, I'm sleeping with you later. I don't need to interview you.
It's weird when you already know the answer.
No, you don't know. You don't know all of the answers.
Fine. Why are you eating on a podcast? Why are you eating grapes in a podcast? Which, like, I hear the... Whenever you do... You just did it!
Stop!
You know what?
Stop making me laugh. It hurt.
I just want to throw something out there.
What?
You can always email the show at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com.
You can hit us up on Twitter.
The reason I'm saying that is because usually if there's a scheduling, you know, thing, and the shows end up doing this, it is not hard to get on this show. Like, not hard.
I can just wake up and get in the show. That's how easy it is.
See, that's kind of my point. I really, really, really don't want you having that accessibility anymore.
What?
You come with your grapes. Yeah, I got a question.
What's your question?
Why every time you go off and you eating grapes and on a diet, you got flaxseed in my kitchen and shit, why do I automatically have to jump into that world too? Because I like my chips.
Do you think you can eat your chips? I'm not going to eat your chips.
Like, it is like 10 in the morning and I kind of want some hot wings. I kind of want hot wings and nachos right now.
I want some wings, too. I've been wanting some wings. I was going to ask you to go to the store and buy some wings and make some hot wings.
But, yeah, when you get on these crazy, I want to be vegan for a week.
I'm not on a diet.
I'm just saying. No, that's the question. When you want to be vegan for a week, you want to try it out, you want to bring some new plant in my house, why do I have to do that, too? It's always some,
I'm not telling you.
Weird root that they find. It's just...
I'm just you have to eat what I eat.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not making you eat quinoa.
Let's talk about quinoa for a second. You jumped on the quinoa bandwagon.
I have not bought quinoa. You want to know why I have not bought quinoa?
No, but you...
I'm going to tell you why I have not purchased any quinoa. This is why. If anybody shops and buys things like quinoa and other grains or whatever, you know this. As soon as it gets popular and in mainstream, they take the price up. Quinoa.
So you're waiting on it to suck.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Big Lots. I said, okay, they had some, it was either red quinoa, some type of quinoa they had at Big Lots. It was $3.50 for the big bag of it. I go back a couple months later and it's $10. Same quinoa.
So quinoa is the Iggy Azalea of the plant community. Quinoa is the Charlie XCX. Oh, wait. I hate doing this because I liked her before she got famous. Wait, you gotta buy quinoa when it go back down, when people stop.
I mean, I know I can get it for cheap.
That was
like
a yes or no question.
Listen.
Explain it to me.
They have it for the small box of quinoa. It's not organic or anything. It's just a regular quinoa in the aisle, not the organic aisle. At Kroger, it's $2 and almost $3 for a small box of it. And I wanted to get the big bag so I can have it and keep it.
No, my point was were you into quinoa before it got crazy popular like it was? Well, is... Now.
No. Got me into it, I went to Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
And they made this quinoa salad. And it was like really, really good. So, yes, I went to Trader Joe's.
So when the quinoa bubble breaks, will you still eat quinoa?
Yes, because it's a great alternative to rice.
So quinoa is your Florence in the machine. Because right now, you jumped on the Florence and the Machine bad way.
Or Evanescence. You can go use them too.
I jumped in the Florence and the Machine.
Have you ever had quinoa?
Yes.
I know you work. I'm sure you had quinoa.
I have quinoa, but I didn't go out of my way to get it. They, snuck it in the salad.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the salad got lettuce, romaine lettuce, cherry tomatoes. They named off a couple extra ingredients. They sneaked.
Same thing with avocado.
And then they threw in quinoa. And then, I didn't jump on the avocado train either, man.
Oh, my God. Same thing with avocado.
I didn't jump on the avocado train, man.
I did not used to like avocado or guac until,
I was down with guac, but not avocado.
Recently.
No, not
I'd
recently.
I'd rather have... I don't even make guacamole. I just chop up the avocado. If we have something, I just put the avocado on my salad or whatever. it's like, since things, people are trying to be healthy, it's like they're taking the price up on stuff that is healthy that used to be cheap.
See, but that's the thing.
Granted, avocados are probably cheaper in, like, California, Hawaii, more places that are close to water and that can grow avocados all year long. Whereas in Michigan, we just, only thing we grow is apples and cherries.
Like, I'm down with some things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm more traditional in the vegetable market. I'm not trying to find the new, because usually when they go to the new thing, that's where all the diseases and stuff come from. That's where all the stuff that we're not supposed to fuck with, because our body isn't, we're not from that area.
Mm-hmm.
So our body isn't used to it. So, like, yeah, you may shit on yourself.
Chia seeds. Have you heard of chia seeds?
Yes, because I had a chia pet. And that's the only time I ever used chia seeds.
Chia
ever
seeds,
in life. Ever.
People put them in, like, shakes and stuff.
This fucking chia pet!
No, people put them in shakes.
Why would you do that shit?
A bag of chia seeds at Whole Foods, I think it's about almost $10 for a bag of chia seeds.
For that same $10, I could go to Ace Hardware, buy a chia pet, get $3 back, and I have a bag of fucking chia seeds and a nice little ornament.
They don't give you that many chia seeds in the chia pet. They put, it's in a paste.
No, what chia pet you? I got straight.
Don't
up.
You spread the seeds on the chia
no,
pet?
No, here's what you do.
I did not have a chia pet. I had a chia herb garden. That's what I had.
I have give, like, people who is listening to this podcast, I'm looking. I've given her a look that just says, they took your money. They didn't give you the statue.
I didn't buy it.
No,
I didn't buy
it.
What
chia herb was. Chia herb was, I wonder if these motherfuckers will buy just a flat surface. We're not even going to give them the pet. Like, I had a chia.
It wasn't herb. Either way, I didn't have the chia pet that you spread the seeds on. I had the one that was a pot, and you plant whatever inside. I don't know if it was herb. I don't remember what
I had two. I had the ram. The traditional ram or whatever. The lamb. Lamb. You know? You put the chia.
I know your mama. Did she buy you a chia pet?
No.
Oh, I thought not.
I bought it with my own money.
You better go out there and chia in that grass.
Yeah. I bought my own chia. I bought two. I bought the lamb.
The thing with the mason jar.
And then with the lamb died, I bought the kid and play one. It was a little racist, but it was all right. It was supposed to be like a black dude, but
I want to see a picture of this.
It's not a black dude, but it's totally a black dude, but it wasn't black. It was like a caramel color. It was that weird.
I mean, it's that pottery.
That weird pottery color. But like,
what is the color? Like a clay.
Yeah, but you put the chia seeds where the hair is supposed to be, and then it grows into a hot top fade. Yeah. Yeah, I had that chia pet. Socially conscious, borderline racist chia pet. That's the one I had. What? You never had that one?
No.
You ever saw that one?
I'm trying to see a picture. All right. Now.
There's certain chia pets you get. You get the hot top fade one. You get the chia afro. I didn't get the chia afro one. Because I tried to be
the President Obama one got an afro.
Well, yeah, that I felt that was a little too easy, and it was, I tried to be a little too cool for the room with that chia pet. I say, hey, just give me the high top fade chia pet. That's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the Simpsons got one too, and that turns into like the Marge Simpson. That was kind of like the Marge Simpson chia pet, because you just took the dude. And then you just put a Marge Simpson, kind of like clay pottery thing, and then there you go. What?
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Get off your fucking eye, horse, all right? Don't look at me like that.
Things are like, the lines of being a hipster and normal are like being blurred.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is, because Tasha, I'm not all the way a hipster, but I am kind of a hipster because I like being different. Why I go to the hipster thing, because I like being different.
Here's the hipster normal.
Mason jars. Totally hipster.
Now they are. Look, here's the line. It's intent. intent is the line between hipster and whatever you are. I want to say normal because I'm not smart enough at this early in the morning to think of a term to use. So, guys, girls, theys, whatever you are, save your tweets. I mean, normal is just the grammar way of saying normal. I'm not trying to... I am trying to generalize. I'm not attacking a group. You know what's fucked up? I have to say that because of language police. I now have to say that sentence. Nah. I like how I just totally derailed my point, but either way, calling them a name. But my whole point is this. Intent separates hipsters from the normals. What that means is this. If you like something, you generally like it, that's just what you're into. Mm-hmm. But a hipster will like that thing ironically because it what it represents. It's like, hey, look at this thing I'm doing. I'm making fun of these type of people. Like, believe it or not, when times were hard, I used to drink PBR. People drink PBR. Like, when I was broke, I drank PBR. That's just what you could afford.
It's like, you get like 45 cans for like $3.
That's because... I used to drink Milwaukee's Best PBR, and if you could find it, like a Schlitz, like a...
What's the other one called? It's Milwaukee's Best.
PBR.
Mickey's.
There we go. Because they were cheap alcoholic swill. I won't even call them beer. It was like this weird... It's what you put in beer to make beer beer. Mm-hmm. But when you broke, you ain't got that much. So, PBR it is. Now people are drinking it or doing those things because it used to be cool.
Like, I have never seen so many niggas in Whole Foods ever in my life.
Because, all right, I can explain that one. Here's what it is.
People, and mind you, Trader Joe's is way cheaper than Whole Foods.
Don't say that out loud. Because now you're going to make the divide happen.
It's already a divide between Whole Foods and Trader Joe's.
Look, here's the deal about Whole Foods. Whole Foods isn't a hipster thing. Whole Foods is a progressive. Those where you go to find progressives. Now, what is a progressive, you may ask? A progressive is a person who, this is the thing that we are doing and our lives are now better because of it. So and I'm going to nag you to death to do that shit. Like, I want to label this person as a progressive, but they are not. And that person, I've said this a few times on the podcast, is our good buddy Alexa. Hi, Alexa. Alexa is not a progressive.
Because she doesn't.
Alexa is a vegetarian, but does not like give a fuck what we like, hey man,
and
hey,
you know and she kind of inspired me because on Mondays I do Meatless Monday.
See, and that gets back to my point. Your Meatless Monday fucks with my Monday Night Football. I need to eat something dead. Do you know how fucking hard it is to watch ESPN eating a salad?
Why can't you just eat some eggs? They'll be meat eventually.
Let me explain why.
Or it's supposed to be meat.
I want a burger and a real beer. And I don't mean craft beers. So I'm not against craft beers.
What about a black bean burger?
Are you fucking with me?
No, I was going to make some black bean burgers. Me? I got a can of black beans in there.
I want a burger from a cow.
No Morningstar burger.
I want this cow.
You know what Morningstar is?
Don't give a shit.
Oh, then you're going to get a Morningstar burger.
I don't know what a Morningstar burger is.
Are you going to like it?
I want a burger.
Oh, my God.
A steer that has been working his whole life.
You don't want that meat. That's the old meat. That's
tough. I do. I want that steer to be around the block a couple times.
You want a thigh steer?
Knowing he was going to make the best burger for me. When they put that little air gun in the middle of his temple, like they did, no country for old men. Not a cattle pride, because you could live through that.
That's what they do to him.
No, a cattle pride is just, that's what it does. It's just pride.
That's what they do to them. It may be a higher voltage than the cattle pride, but they figure, they hit them with this, like, electric voltage on their forehead.
Well, no, I want the air gun from No Country for Old Men. And then they put them up, they cut that slab beef off, and that's what I'm doing Monday night.
Some animals, they slide them, like from the carotid across.
Don't care. I don't care how the meat is made. I want my burger, but it better be meat.
Okay, they have these things at Kroger. I don't know if Kroger's the only person that sells them. They are
meatless. Before you get into
they are meatless chicken strips, and they are so freaking good. I couldn't even tell they were not meat. They were so good.
I was just going to acknowledge some for it.
And I'm going
to
buy some.
I want you to keep that thought, because I'm going to jump from one point to another.
Go ahead.
I just want to say on record, it got to be early as hell, because I willingly gave a compliment to Alexa. Like, openly gave a compliment to Alexa, and that makes me feel weird.
That's my girl.
Now, back to, it just makes me feel weird.
And I thought about Alexa.
Would you, no, we're not going to move to this meatless chicken strip bullshit.
They are delicious.
I promise you,
I'm going to cook some one day, and I promise, I won't even tell you until after you're done eating them.
That's where diseases come from. Yeah, I said it. Because, hey, let's get a meatless chicken strip. So we're going to just give you this meat-flavored byproduct. And don't get me wrong. I'm the same guy who goes to Burger King, who goes to fast food, because I don't want the hassle. I understand the health risk that goes there. But it's a risk I chose. You're not finna give me these. Well, these are chicken strips made of not chicken. What is it made of? Not chicken, but it's chicken strips. I don't want that. I understand that I will walk into a McDonald's and I will order a Big Mac, or I'll go order a Whopper or something like that. I try to cut back on that, but I do it. But they at least had the good decency to lie to me. They lied to me. This is 100% beef. Thank you, Ronald.
100% foot.
Hey, they lied. That lie is the difference between me going in. So you will eat something if they lied to you? Yes. Because I just want the argument. Oh, shit, you lied to me. You bitch. You killed me. Instead of, no, that's the difference between dying and someone killing you. That's the difference.
Sam.
The lie. The lie. Because if I ate that goddamn chickenless meat strip that you're giving me,
I promise you,
that's
you will not
dying.
Be able to tell that it's not chicken. It is that
good. By you lying to me, you killed me, and I will be avenged.
Oh my goodness gracious! Jesus.
How early can you tell this podcast? How fucking early are we? Where? All right, shit. Let's just think about what just happened. I proposed my own death. I will be avenged. I didn't say by who. I have a beef with Shania Twain, Ice-T. What else happened? I have offended a group, like several subsects of groups of people.
Yeah, I'm offended.
No, you are not. You're just saying it to be a part of the group. That don't hipster offended me. And like, yeah, I'm offended because it's cool because Seb offended you.
Okay.
You should be offended like how people...
Okay, they're called garden chicken strips. Meat free. Teriyaki.
Chicken doesn't come from a fucking garden. I would like to see the first...
They do when they free range chickens. They just
Can
they
you
do.
Show me a chicken tree? Can you show me a chicken tree?
Yeah.
That would be the most delicious tree ever. And I'm surprised I'm the only black person that found that out. I'm the first black person to find out this magical chicken tree. Ironically enough, that tree would be visited by several million black people. And not just black, because it's a whole racial stigma.
All right, garden is made with a savory
billions
blend
of
soy,
people.
Wheat, organic ancient grains, and veggies.
None of that sounds appetizing at all. None of it.
It does. I promise
the
you.
The word soy
good.
Isn't appetizing.
I promise
Any,
you.
Anyone
so
who's went to a
good.
Restaurant and said, soy, yum, is a fucking liar. I've seen two of them. I'm not going to name them. Anyone who said yum after soy is a fucking liar. you had to say something before or after soy to qualify that yummy.
Here they go. 7 grain crispy tenders. That's what they were.
Seven grain. What?
They called the 7 grain crispy tenders. Meat free.
Okay.
I had them at Kroger and they were delicious.
Can you sell those to me? Could you try to make that sound appetizing? Try
here,
to.
Taste this chicken strip.
That's not chicken. You fucking liar. That's not chicken.
Like, I'm sorry. Would you like to taste this meatless chicken strip? I promise you. I eat chicken all the time. And
you know what? When you got to jump into that, like, you're apologizing.
You told me to sell it to you, so let me work.
Hey, look. As a person who eats chicken all the time, I eat chicken. I'm surprised I'm not eating chicken right now.
As a person who enjoys a wing or six, I tasted this, and someone had to tell me that it was not meat because that's how good it is.
How did you feel after they told you it wasn't beef?
I was great with it because I'm like, hey, this is a healthy alternative.
You are fucking lying.
To the meat.
No! All right, first of all, it's just an alternative. We don't know if it's healthy.
Oh, God.
Because you still fried it, right?
No, you don't fry it. You bake it. Because it has a crisp, it has a,
who the fuck eats bacon?
Like a panko breading coating.
Who the fuck eats bread, baked chicken strips?
A lot of people eat baked chicken strips. Do you ever have baked fried chicken?
All I'm saying is...
Have you ever had baked fried chicken?
I've had one of the baked fried...
Yes. I'm sorry. Have you had crispy baked chicken?
The chicken I left in the stove too long where it gets skin. Where it gets that, you know, that kind of hard skin. Is that what we're talking about?
No.
Like... Because what you're describing to me sounds like this. I baked chicken. Halfway through it, I told somebody I baked chicken, and they wouldn't feel in that shit. So they took that same chicken and deep fried it. That's what I'm thinking of.
You baked the chicken. Like you just put a crispy coating on there. So it'll taste like fried chicken. But it's not fried in any grease. It's just baked.
I've never had any of this liar chicken. This indecisive mutant chicken that you speak of. I have not had any of this chicken. I have had...
What's wrong with you?
I have had regular, everyday, baked or Christian fried chicken.
Why is it got to be Christian? I mean, like, how do you know it's Christian? Not why, but how do you know it's Christian?
I would like to assume it is. I would like to assume it is just to... Like, because I know how I'm talking, I'm sounding like some... I'm sounding real Pentecostal right now.
You sound real crazy right now.
I'm sounding like...
You have to be open to try things in life.
Okay. I'm down with being open to trying things, but not off guard. Like, when I come home on a Monday, mm-hmm. I'm shaking off my Monday. Everyone knows what it is to have a Monday, and that Monday, that Monday stank, even if you didn't do anything mm-hmm. like that, or if you did, you know what I mean, if it's normal to you or what have you, mm-hmm. Monday still got this weird, I don't want to call it stigma, but stank, mm-hmm. that weird funk that comes from Monday, mm-hmm. that aura of, I'm in this bullshit too. Like, when you go off, like, that's the, when you walk outside on a Monday, here's a good test that Monday. You know that one motherfucker, and I use that term to describe this motherfucker because that is the only term you can use to describe. Oh, Mondays are awesome! Happy Monday! And you know that feeling where you just want to punch the shit out of that person? Mm-hmm. That is the shit. That's the stank I'm talking about. And because that person who thinks they're spreading good cheer. Is just inciting a riot of people who want to beat the shit out of them.
Sad.
Now that I said all that.
Very sad.
I am not a sad person.
You are very sad.
You know what? if you ever felt that Monday stank, please tweet, Facebook, us, all of our information's there. Because I know I'm not the only person. Because
I think you are.
Here's how I know I'm not the only person. When I, me, individual, Sam McClain, I am not using generalities. When I have heard from this person, and I hear the, let's go Monday! When I hear that, there is kind of like that dude check you do with the person around you. And that dude check is this motherfucker serious? Is this motherfucker serious? And then I should not get that same look back to me. No, this motherfucker is serious.
Sam.
Are you that happy Monday person?
I don't like Mondays, no. I'm no not one does. Person.
No one does. I am the... Is this motherfucker... Like, Monday could start off awesome. I could walk out my door and the most awesome thing could happen. But I'm still kind of like, thank you. You know, I'm not ungrateful or whatever. Hey, man, thanks, man. This is pretty cool. Shit, it is Monday. You know, and it just goes away. Someone can tell me, oh, it's Monday, dog. Oh, yeah. And it comes with that weird funk. So, sorry. If you're the happy, hooray is Monday, motherfucker, like, we don't like you. As a whole, you will lose friends for that shit. All right. You know what? Let's close this podcast. Games, you know, it's, you know, I got to set up my lineup. Mm-hmm. Games are about to start shortly. Mm-hmm. But I do have to ask one question since we figured out the question to ask you.
Go ahead.
The Monday person. When you see that Monday person, don't you instantly want to punch them in the fucking face?
No. I just want to ask them, what did you have this morning? And what is it? Why are you so happy?
You are the only person.
I don't want to punch anybody. Unless I'm provoked.
The Monday thing is a provoking. You are provoking
it
someone.
It doesn't provoke me.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Okay. Here it is. Tomorrow's Monday, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to wake you up, and I'm going to say, Happy Monday.
You do that? No, that's different. You're waking me up and saying Happy Monday.
It's the same shit.
It's not.
It's the same shit.
I'm talking about the guy when you walk in work. Hey, Sam, how's it going, buddy?
I have to say, when I walk in work, I am not fully awake on a Monday. It takes me at least 2 cups of coffee, maybe, like, give 2 cups of coffee or an hour, whatever's first.
You need a minute.
Yeah, I'm not finna fuck around with your Monday thing. And quite honestly, in my place of business, in like
why
most,
I don't like Mondays, maybe different from why other folks.
In my place of business, like most places of business, saying Happy Monday, you are now the office pariah. We are not fucking with you for a while. For a while. I think I can just end this podcast right there. that's how you just end it. We are not fucking with you. This has been the Just Talk With Sam podcast. I'm Sam. You can reach me. I'm just going to end it. You can always like the Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com/JustTalkWithSam. Every Sunday. You can catch us on iTunes. We are now on TuneIn. You can talk to me directly by emailing justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Or on the tweets at SamShow11 or Instagram /justtalkwithsam.
You can hit me up on Instagram at iHeartTashaMack.
This is going to be two
and
tweets.
And hit me up on Twitter at the same thing, iHeartTashaMack.
This is going to be two tweets you get.
What?
How do you deal with this shit?
Everyone asked me that already. Like, I don't know how you deal with Sam. I couldn't do it. How do you do it? Tasha, you're a better woman than me. I couldn't deal with Sam. I hear that all the time.
They give you that bullshit Daddy Glover
voice.
Then
I have to, like, you know, Sam is not as bad as everyone thinks.
I'm not bad at all.
He's a very kind and loving person. He's an a-hole.
You thirsty bitches.
To the fullest extent of being an a-hole. But he still is a sweet guy.
I don't understand him, so I must fear him.
I don't. We're back.
No, I'm talking about everyone else. How do you do? Yeah.
Because, Sam, you are...
sober right now?
No, no. To a lot of women, you are... could come off as, like, you don't... You're not sweet. People would look at you and assume that you didn't handle your business.
Because I'm a dude.
Areas
I'm not a... look.
Bedroom. And people would assume these things based on looks alone.
That's a conversation for another day, man.
So, yes, that is. So we're going to have that conversation.
This is in this conversation. Next week, we will hopefully have a guest. If not,
hopefully. If not, we'll be back.
Yeah. Well, I'll be back.
I might be back.
My name's on the fucking door. I have to.
Yep, we're going to cross that out, put an ampersand in there, and going to put Tasha next to it.
I'm not changing all those goddamn logos.
And that's not, that ain't much of a change. It's right, a pink Tasha.
Yeah, I'm not doing that shit. All right, we will see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.